Did you know that 100% of people who smoked marijuana in 1921 are now dead? Remember, kids, correlation doesn't always equal causation. This is the Drudge Report report for the 10th of June 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I'm sorry if I've startled you, but what you gonna do about it? Scandal after scandal after scandal. Is it just me, or has the human race given up in its pursuit for basic function? First, we discover the NSA recording our phone calls, hundreds of millions of them, to be imprecise. Next, we discover that the government are gathering our audio, video, email, photographic, and internet search usage for those who use major providers such as Microsoft, Google, Apple, and Yahoo. Let's not forget Facebook, the very reason why privacy doesn't exist. Well, in among the mess is a hero of great proportions. Edward Snowden, 29, has come forward, a former CIA agent who worked on the two programs. Quote CBS, he enjoys a relatively comfortable life, a stable career, a girlfriend with whom he lived in Hawaii, a close relationship with family. Snowden said he is, quote, willing to sacrifice all of that because I can't in good conscience allow the US government to destroy privacy, internet freedom, and basic liberties for people around the world with this massive surveillance machine they're secretly building. He later goes on to say, I mistakenly believed in Obama's promises. He claims the program can easily obtain your emails, passwords, phone records, and even credit card details. So there you have it. The government can't be trusted. Lies after lies after lies, and it seems the public aren't quite desensitized enough for their final beating. This is all in preparation for the authoritarian police state, dare I say the government we deserve. Propaganda is a sick form of communication, but it's worked thus far for the past 80 years. So well done, America. Here's your demise on a platter, made entirely of US Treasury bonds. The false promises, which keep you going. If life wasn't bad enough, you can now follow Hillary Clinton on Twitter. With nearly 200,000 followers in less than 6 hours, she's pretty much reached my full potential as a person. Hey Hillary, say some nice things to your makeup artist for me. I think they did a good job on your picture. Or was it cover-up artist? I forget. Syria, Turkey, chicken? The Middle East sure looks pumped for a shotgun to the face. Despite initially backing away, Turkey's Prime Minister has warned protesters that they will pay if demonstrations continue. Gee whiz, this man is more bipolar than my indecisive Asian wife. Was it money you wanted, or do you just love me long time? Mr. Turkey, have you considered that maybe this is the very reason why they're revolting in the first place? It's like spanking a child who's into S&M. Not that I condone child porn. Please don't search my computer, although amid the recent scandals, it's probably already too late for that. Syria's no better, where they've had to bring out the tanks in order to curb the warfare. Let's also gratuitously mention the Indonesian protesters at a Saudi Arabian consulate, frustrated by long waits to get exit visas from the country. And that about sums up the news that the West don't care about. The US military have been told not to read about Obama's scandals, with Obama himself merely dismissing it as all hype. I suppose so young men can continue to mindlessly kill other young men in the hope that their children also get killed in a war about money. Now, if that ain't called progression, I don't know what is. Some people like to eat bacon. Then there are those who can't afford it. For everyone else, there's Saudi Arabian billionaire Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, who is suing Forbes magazine in London, accusing the publication of underestimating his wealth in its annual list of the world's richest people, claiming that it was deliberately biased, ranking in at only number 26 for the 2013 tally. Poor old buddy. Hilarious. I wonder how much time you've actually spent in the oil fields you own. I'm guessing zero. But don't worry, because it's not like everyone else in the world is not a prince who doesn't have to work. In fact, once hyperinflation sweeps the world, we're all going to be billionaires. Ain't that right, Talal, you multi-trillion dollar bastard? Well, only 20 billion in today's terms. In Israel, veterinarians are trying to cure a Sumatran tiger via acupuncture. How about some Sumatran tiger soup? I hear that's a great cure for a dead tiger corpse and especially hunger. The 14-year-old tiger suffers from a chronic ear infection, I suppose from all that hearing it's been doing. Maybe it's even a Chinese spy. You know it's 100% fact, because Hillary denied it. Sales of George Orwell's 1984 are up 69% on Amazon. It should be changed to the non-fiction section. The next 100 years are going to be rough. Be glad you even had the freedom to experience some of the less statist activities of life. Once guns are eventually banned, it's game over for the former republic. There's only so much one can do with their own tears and regret. Though I hear it makes a good garnish. A Kuwait court has sentenced a woman to a total of 11 years in jail on Monday for insulting the emir, the state's ruler, via Twitter. No, she didn't Photoshop a picture of a dildo onto his head, although that would have been quite funny. Instead, referring to him as immune and inviolable in regards to the state constitution. I guess this just proves it. In 2009, Google CEO Eric Schmidt said, if you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Yes, let's broadcast Eric masturbating in New York Times Square to some of his favourite lesbian porn. What's that? It's inappropriate, you say. Well, gee, maybe you shouldn't be doing it then. Or rather, maybe you shouldn't be spying on what happens irregardless of society. Otherwise, I propose you relinquish the very privacy we all value. Either that or ban porn from your search engine. Quote Obama, we don't want to tax all businesses out of business. No, but you're certainly stupid enough to try anyway. If it isn't apparent why Obama is an oligarch shill, let's hope you figured it out by now. Iran said Sunday that it has set up its first space tracking center to monitor objects passing in orbit overhead. I'm guessing the building is made of thumbtacks and donkey hair, though they're probably still to pay off the construction debt. How on earth do stricken nations afford these things? I can barely pay my Friday night hooker, but with a penis like mine, it's difficult to even call it sex. I like to wear my crazy hat as well, though not all the time. The tin foil doesn't quite go well with the sheen of my luscious locks. Alex Jones confronted a Bilderberg member shortly before a live BBC broadcast on which Jones was a guest, before ambushing the member again in the corridor about breaking the ministerial code by taking part in the secret lobbying meeting. I can't say I condemn Mr. Jones. He certainly has his heart in the right place, though I beg people to take everything he says with an extreme grain of salt. This has been the Drudge Report Report for the 10th of June 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and while I'm morally weak, I'd like to still think that I'm amorally strong.